Hi, I'm Jane Lee with the top of the hour news. Starting off with a look at this hour's headline, two U.S. senators have begun a process to quickly pass a Hong Kong rights bill. But first, in local news, the TAIEX opened up 35 points this morning from yesterday's close at 11,485 on turnover of 2.7 billion NT. The market lost ground Thursday as other Asian markets closed mixed on lingering doubts about the status of a U.S.-China trade deal. The Mainland Affairs Council says 189 more Taiwanese students who had been studying at Hong Kong universities have now returned to Taiwan amid the ongoing and increasingly violent protests there. The students from Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, Hong Kong Polytechnic University, and the City University of Hong Kong follow 181 others who returned on Wednesday. And the council says the number of returning students is expected to rise today and tomorrow. The Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Hong Kong has been in contact with Taiwanese student associations there and is sending personnel and transport to assist any students seeking to return to Taiwan. The Taipei City government has fined 14 private preschools for breaching regulations governing preschool education and care. The fines come after city education officials inspected 147 preschools regarding public safety management. The inspections were carried out during the past 9 months, and city officials say problematic preschools were given a period of time to make improvements. According to the Taipei City Consumer Protection Office, violations of the regulations found in the preschools included hiring unlicensed teachers, over-enrollment, use of unlicensed classrooms, and a failure to meet student-instructor ratio requirements. Turning to world news, two U.S. senators have begun a process to quickly pass a Hong Kong rights bill. U.S. correspondent William Denslow has the details on what's included in the bill.
This will really put in the criteria that every single year, the Secretary of State in the U.S. will look at the situation in Hong Kong and determine whether the U.S. should keep its current trading standing. And also it'll essentially give it more ability to slap sanctions on those that they deem to be violators of human rights in the area. So a very strong law, of course, if it passes. We expect that if it does, it will then need to go to the House. They'll need to work out any of the discrepancies between the Senate and House laws. And then it'll go to the President's desk. But at this stage, we don't have an indication of whether President Trump would pass it or veto it.
North Korea says it has issued an ultimatum to South Korea that it will tear down South Korean-made hotels and other facilities at the North's Diamond Mountain Resort if the South continues to ignore its demands to come and clear them out. The North Korean statement today came weeks after leader Kim Jong-un visited the site and ordered the demolishment of South Korean properties. Kim also said that the North would redevelop the site on its own. South Korean tours to Diamond Mountain were a major symbol of cooperation between the two Koreas and a valuable cash source for the North's broken economy before the South suspended them in 2008 after a fatal incident. Looking at the weather across Taiwan, mostly clear skies in the north, center, and south, and partly clear skies in the east. Current temperatures in Taipei is 22 degrees, Taichung 25, Kaohsiung 26, and Hualien 23. That's the ICRT News. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Jane Lee.